Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, August 12th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, we have to start with Microsoft's Patch Tuesday today, and well, we got a total of 14 bulletins. The first one, MS-1579, is our usual rollup patch for Internet Explorer, but we also got something new this time around, and that's towards the end of the bulletins, MS-1591, and that's a cumulative security update for Microsoft Edge. That's the new web browser that you'll find in Windows 10. MS-1580 fixes yet another set of vulnerabilities with OpenType, rated critical by Microsoft. We also rated it critical for clients, only important for servers because servers don't typically deal a lot with OpenType fonts. MS-1581, another stable, it's Microsoft Office, another set of remote code execution vulnerabilities right there. MS-1582, that's an RDP remote code execution vulnerability. Now, I was wondering about this a little bit, whether we should rate that critical. But it turns out it's a variation on the DLL injection vulnerability. So an attacker would first have to place a DLL with malicious code in the right directory in order to trigger this vulnerability. MS-1583 is an SMB remote code execution vulnerability. Again, I didn't rate this critical because it's only working for an authenticated session. So this is why we stuck with Microsoft's rating of important here. MS-1584, this is XML core services that allows an information disclosure. So that's just important. MS-1585, this is the mount manager, could allow elevation of privileges. Now, this could potentially be exploited via USB sticks and the like, but you first need to either have physical access or be logged in to the system to exploit this. MS-1586, this is the System Center Operation Manager elevation of privileges. Again, like all elevation of privilege vulnerabilities, we rate this important. MS-1587, that's a vulnerability in the UDDI services. Now, UDDI is typically used with service-oriented architecture, where you have systems discovering web services and the like. This could lead to an elevation of privilege here. MS-1588, that's an unsafe command line parameter passing. This could also be used for information disclosure, so that's why we rate it important. MS-1589, that's a vulnerability in WebDAV. Now, this only affects servers. We probably should change our rating here from important to doesn't apply for clients. And then we got MS-1590, that's a vulnerability in Windows itself. That's your usual kernel mode driver style issues that can lead to an elevation of privilege. Again, the user has to be logged in first. 91, I already covered that. That's Microsoft's Edge browser. And then finally, MS-1592, a .NET framework vulnerability that could lead to an elevation of privileges. So nothing really all that crazy here. I would think that the browser issues are probably the one you should patch first, followed by the graphics component, the OpenType stuff and Office. The rest, they're rated important and are really just important. So you don't really have to expedite applying those patches. But it's not just Microsoft we did get patches from today. We also got patches from Adobe. Adobe patched a number of vulnerabilities in Flash. That's certainly something you do want to treat at least as important as these Microsoft browser patches. And while we're talking about patches, there was an interesting and controversial blog post that was posted early today by Mary Ann Davidson, the CISO of Oracle. Now, in this blog post, she bitterly complained about security researchers who are violating Oracle's EULA. Oracle does specifically outlaw reverse engineering any Oracle code. Now, the reason I think this blog post did cause such a stir is that the overall tone of the blog post wasn't really what you would expect from a C-level person at an organization like Oracle. She also got a number of simple facts wrong about some of the techniques used by security researchers, really showing that she doesn't necessarily understand what the vulnerability disclosure process is all about. Of course, she's making a valid point that people just shouldn't do it, should trust Oracle in the end. That's a decision you sort of have to make when you purchase software with a EULA like that. And of course, I believe her that a lot of the vulnerability reports they're getting aren't necessarily valid. On the other hand, companies like Google and others that deal a lot with open source software, of course, and have a well-designed process for dealing with security researchers do report quite a bit of success with programs like bug bounties. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks again to ThreatStop for supporting this podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow.